Feels like 93, though. As Buddy chops this one slowly to third. Reeling in on the grass. His throw to first. Scooped out by Ty Reller, but Buddy, with his speed, is going to beat it out. That's a tough play. Bates it. Tough play by Reelin. That's about all he could do, is Buddy with that incredibly good speed able to beat it out. So infield single will bring Mason Primus to the plate for Richmond. Mason giving his teammate Cole Schmitz a little time off today. Cole has logged a few innings behind home plate this year. Cole to DH today. Mason just recently graduated from Macaurie High School and part of that team that just about won the state championship. They were second place. Here's a fly ball to center field. Calling for it out there in medium deep center field is Jacob Hinnenkamp, and one out. Trent Gertgen to the plate. Trent in the left field today. He can play some infield for you. The baselines here at Numinic, all grass, so there's no dirt on the baselines. Numinic, hosting the regions last year, went to this new design. There's a strike call to Gertgen in the count, 0-1. 0-1 the count, one out. Buddy takes his lead. The pitch to Gertgen a little bit outside in the count, 1-1. Joined up here in the press box by Adam and Kurt. They're the public address announcer, the scoreboard operators, so had to give them a shout-out today. Otherwise, they said they'd throw me out the press box. So I think I'm safe. Here's a fly ball to shallow center field. Coming hard in and camp. He'll catch up to it and make the catch for the out. So two outs. And Cole Schmitz to the plate. Now, that ball on a normal day when you don't have that strong a wind, that might have challenged the center fielder and maybe fallen in front of him, but that wind just hung it up in the air long enough for Jacob to get to it. Here's Schmitz, the cleanup hitter, swings over the top of Jimmy Tuohill's pitch, strike one. Alex Buddy still on first, no indication that he was going to steal. He does get a pretty good lead. Reller holds him at first. Tuohill comes home, curveball, Schmitz ground ball to Reeland at third. Tanner up with it across the diamond, 5-3 and a put out. That'll do it for the Royals in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. One half inning. It's Richmond nothing. The minute coming to bat. Game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
It's finally July. I love summer. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We are offering complete synthetic oil change with a car wash for only $70, or a complete regular oil change, tire rotation, brake inspect, and car wash for only $35. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
All righty, we are at 13 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, and we have 86 degrees and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. As we take you back to New Munich, more baseball action with Randy Rostein.
Thank you very much, Cy. Yeah, no score. Bottom of the first inning coming up. Nice crowd on hand for today's New Munich and Richmond ball game. The warm weather is not keeping the fans away. They're going to be treated, I think, to a pretty nice ball game today between the Royals and the Silver Streaks. Eli Emerson, the starter for Richmond, has finished his warm-up tosses, and Eli just graduated, too, from Cold Spring Recovery. So this Emerson and Mason Primus duo pitch for the Recovery Spartans this year. And, of course, Eli gets to face the veteran Chad Funk to lead things off here in the first. Chad still has that big, wide stance in the batter's box, and the first pitch from Emerson is a strike and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Set the Royals up for you defensively in just a bit. Emerson looks down to Primus. His pitch on the way, and Funk will follow it back and out of play in the count 0-2 to Chad. For Richmond over at third, it's Kyle Buddy at short. Anabakis will over at second base, Brent Rookimer, and at first base for the Royals, Dan Hansen. In left field for Richmond, Trent Kirkin. Out in center field, Alex Buddy, and in right field, Brady Clare. Behind the plate, Mason Primus, and on the mound, Eli Emerson. Pitch fouled at the plate. The count stays 0-2 to Chad Funk. There is a pitch outside, a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Actually, two balls, two strikes. Okay. There was one that rolled away from the catcher, yes. 2-2 the count. Funk swings and misses at the fastball from Emerson, and he's out on strikes. So one out, and here comes Logan Funk, the left-hander. A lot of these ball players, these younger ones now, had fathers who played for New Munich, and Logan did, his dad, Jeff. Talked to Jeff a little bit. He's working the concession stand today. First pitch to Logan is outside of ball, 1-0. Logan, a one-hop shot to Bacchus. He short hops it. We're at shortstop and on the first, 6-3 on the putout. Nice play by Adam Bacchus as he charged it enough that he didn't let that ball play him and got it on a really short hop. 6-3, two outs, and Will Funk to the plate. Follow us on Twitter at Chasm Randy. Scores there every once in a while. Got team photos on there. Got Adam and Kurt from the press box there on Twitter. So, yep, follow us on Twitter at Chasm Randy. Here's Will Funk, the first pitch to Will. He's outside of ball, 1-0. As Emerson delivers, a little low and inside, and 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Emerson kicks, delivers, that's outside, and 3-0. No, 2-1, excuse me, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Emerson comes home, and this one is skied down the left field line. Buddy gives up, he can't see it with the sun. Bacchus will lose it as he is running in foul territory down the line, and it bounces right next to him. Yeah, the sun this time of day in New Munich, that 1:30 to 2 o'clock, when you're over on that left side, it is extremely difficult to pick a ball up just at the angle. And so Will Funk gets another shot at it. The count, two balls, two strikes. Eli Emerson kicks, delivers, and the breaking ball just outside, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And Funk will follow this one out of play. We'll go down the right field line. Count stays full at 3-2. Will Funk, the heir apparent to Chad over at shortstop. Chad's moved to second now, and that one will bounce up to the plate, and Emerson's going to lose him. So a two-out walk to Will Funk will bring designated hitter Nick Stengler to the plate. Nick has done some pitching this year. He'll play in the outfield for you. Do some DHing. He's a multi-purpose type player. Home plate umpire talking to Mason Primus behind home plate. The heat may be an issue for some guys later on today with that dew point climbing with the temp. Here's a chopper down the third baseline and foul. Nick chopped that one right off a home plate. He took off running, just not sure if that would roll back into fair territory or not. The ball's one strike. Eli Emerson doing some lace work on his shoes. The base runner, Will Funk, at first with two outs. Joe Hoppe, he's coaching over at first base, Paul Sand in the third base coach box. Primus will work from the, or actually Eli Emerson will work from the stretch, and the pitch is high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Hansen holds Funk, who's got a great lead at first. And Emerson comes home, and the pitch is high and tight to Nick Stengler in the count, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And Will Funk gets a big lead. Now he goes. Here's a ground ball to third. Through the hole, past Kyle Buddy in the left field, and Will Funk will have to stop at second. As coming in is Trent Kirtgen to make the play on that ball. So Kyle Buddy dove, and it just went under his glove. So a base hit for Stengler puts runners on first and second, and it'll bring Ty Reller to the plate. Ty, a left-handed hitter, facing Emerson. He's way up in the batter's box. Ty is a big, tall kid. And the pitch to Reller on the inside corner, strike one. So Emerson kept it in on the plate on Ty. 0-1, runners lead from first and second, and another pitch that's inside. That'll move Reller off the plate a little bit. And the count, one ball, one strike. One and one. The kick, the pitch. Here's Reller, chopper to first. Hansen gloves the two-hopper, the race to the bag, and Hansen will win it. As Reller retired, the unassisted put-out at first. That'll do it for New Munich here in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on base. We have played one inning. It's Richmond nothing and New Munich nothing. Your game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute. Thank you, Cy. We head to the top of the second inning. Dan Hansen facing Jim Tuohl. It'll be Hansen, Adam Bacchus, and Brady Clare. And the first pitch to Hansen inside for a ball, 1-0. Tuohl works quickly. Hansen swings and fouls it down the right field line, and the count, one ball, one strike. One one the count. Here's Jim Tuohl. That leg kick in. Hansen reaches out at a floater, and this one popped up to shallow center field, and that's going to fall in between everybody. Chad Funk was going back. Now, Will Funk never chased it. Coming in was Hennenkamp, and he just kept coming in, and the wind kept pushing it closer to the infield, and that's one of those that gift a single there for Hansen. We'll get a pinch runner for Richmond, number 19. Dalton Thielen will pinch run for Dan Hansen. And the pitch to Adam Bacchus on the inside corner. Strike called, 0-1. The count to Bacchus. Tuohl works from the stretch. Dalton Thielen goes. Here's a line drive to first. Reller in foul territory grabs it. Thielen is doubled off. And Richmond had the hit and run on, and nothing Thielen could do. He was off with the pitch. And a double play for the Silver Streaks. Here's Brady Clare. And the first pitch to Brady is a ball and 1-0. One over the count to Clare. He'll foul it at the plate, and the count, one ball, one strike. One and one. Clare, ground ball back to Tuohl on the mound, who snares it with his glove and flips to Reller at first. 1-3 on the put out of player. That'll do it for the Royals in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. 1.5. It's Richmond nothing, Munich nothing. Your game of the week on KASM is back in a minute. Cy, thank you very much. You bet. Our game of the week brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sock Center, Long Prairie, the Greenwell Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond, A&W. In the bottom of the second inning, Joe Stengler will lead it off for the Silver Streaks. It'll be Stengler, Reeland, and Hinnenkamp facing Eli Emerson. Richmond, no runs, two hits, no errors. New Munich, no runs, one hit, and no errors. Emerson's first pitch to Joe is outside, a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's Emerson's pitch, a little bit high, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here's a ground ball to third. Kyle Buddy up with it, and his throw across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. I'll bring Tanner Reeland to the plate. Tanner, big tall kid. Ooh, and that first pitch from Emerson brushes him back. And 1-0, excuse me. That was just about a shoulder shot. Emerson kicks, delivers, and Reeland takes a strike on the outside corner, and one ball, one strike. That wind I mentioned blowing pretty good from right to left here this afternoon. Pitch is outside a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. That went off of Mason Primus's glove, and now Mason's going to go out and have a word with Eli Emerson. And I think Mason maybe got crossed up as to what he called for a pitch there. The count, two balls, one strike. Here's Emerson's pitch. There's a strike called, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. There's a strike called, and Reeland is rung up on strikes, so he's caught looking. Two outs. And Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. Jacob's been tested out in center field already today. And the pitch to Jacob is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Check swing by Jacob. That's ruled low for a ball, and 2-0. 2-0 the count. Lots of kids at the ballpark today. There's a strike called, and 2-1. Always a fun day when the kids can spend it at the ballpark. Swing and a miss by Hinnenkamp, strike two, as Eli came a little bit from the side that time. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hunter Rademacher on deck for New Munich. Emerson's pitch, and that one's fouled to the backstop. The count at 2-2 yet. Two balls, two strikes. Emerson's pitch, and Hinnenkamp loops it out to center field. That's just going with the pitch, and Jacob did a good job there, went with the pitch, and flopped it out to center field. He gets a two-out single. So the second hit of the day for the Silver Streaks, and Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Hunter, a left-handed hitter. And Camp's got good speed on the base paths and a swing and a miss by Hunter, strike one. Oh, on the count. Rademacher digs in the batter's box, and this one he fouls to the helmet of Mason Primus behind home plate and takes his mask off. Now the home plate umpire is going to walk the ball out to Eli Emerson, just giving Mason Primus a little time to collect his thoughts. 0-2 the count. No score if you're just joining us. We're in Munich this afternoon. It's our game of the week here on KASM. Richmond and New Munich, these two teams always have had great games over the years. The lead at first by Hinnenkamp. Here's the pitch to Rademacher, a little bit high, and the count, one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. And the breaking ball from Emerson, just a little bit high, and two and two. Eli had started towards the dugout already, the home plate umpire, not calling it a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Emerson's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Rademacher is out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks. In the second, no runs, a hit, no errors, one left on, two in the books. It's Richmond nothing, Munich nothing. Our game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Summer heat can take a toll on your tires. Hi everyone, it's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center, inviting you to come in and take advantage of our $29.95 tire rotate and balance. That's right, $29.95. We will rotate and balance your four tires using factory correct weights, set the tire pressures to spec, and inspect for proper wear of your tires. All for $29.95. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 320-845-6723.
9 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock, still 86 degrees. Travis Rademacher finally jumping into the studios here. A little late, better late than never. Here's Mr. Randy Rothstein continuing on with our game of the week.
Thank you, Travis. Top of the third inning. Brent Rugemer will lead it off for the Richmond Royals. Bottom part of the Royal lineup. Rugemer, Kyle Buddy, and then Alex Buddy. First pitch to Rugemer is outside of ball, 1-0. Jim Toole has given up a couple hits to the Royals so far, and Rugemer slaps this one to short. Up with it is Punk across the diamond, 6-3 on the put out of Rugemer. Here's Kyle Buddy. Kyle, the third baseman for the Royals. Right-handed hitter takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Jim Toole, boy, he just works so fast. There's his next offering, a little bit inside, and the count, two balls, no strikes. 2-0. Here's Buddy, ground ball to Will Funk at short again. Will is up with it. Strong throw to first, 6-3 in the putout. So two outs, and the top of the order in Alex Buddy. Alex had a base hit back in the first inning, a little infield single, and the pitch inside for a ball, 1-0 to Alex Buddy. Buddy takes a strike called, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Buddy lines it to Funk and Will. He had all three this inning, line out to short, so It's a funk inning. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Royals here in the third. No one left on. We play 2.5. Richmond nothing, New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Good luck to all the area teams.
All right, thank you very much. As we make our way to the bottom of the third inning, for New Munich, it'll be their top of the order, Chad Funk, Logan Funk, and Will Funk. Facing Eli Emerson. Chad so far today, 0-for-1, struck out in his first at-bat. Emerson working with his catcher. First pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. And now a ground ball to short. Adam Bach is up with it to cross the diamond. 6-3 in the put out of Chad Funk. To the plate, Logan Funk. Chad 0 for 2 today. Here's Logan. He grounded to short in his first at bat. And the first pitch to Logan and ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, no score. If you're just joining us here in the third inning, two hits for each team so far. Here's the pitch in Logan Funk at ground ball to short. Bacchus. High throw, Hansen goes up in the air to come down with it right on the bag to make the play. Adam Bacchus loved that hard two-hop shot just about behind second base, and he spun. He did a 360, and he let it fly as he spun. The throw went high to Hansen, who went straight up in the air and came down on the bag. So a couple 6-3 putouts here in the third inning, and here's Will Funk, and Will dribbles this one out in front of the plate. Here's the throw by Primus to first and out at first. As Will Funk saying to the home plate umpire and went off his foot. And that's going to be the call. 2-3 on the putout, and that will end the Silver Streaks third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played three. It's Richmond and New Munich scoreless. We're back with more Game of the Week in 1 minute. Thank you, Travis. We make our way to the top of the fourth inning. Mason Primus will lead it off for the Richmond Royals facing Jimmy Tuell. And Primus drives this to center field. Jacob Hinnenkamp stepping back a few and makes the catch for out number one. Well, he hit it right at Jacob Hinnenkamp. Here's Trent Gertgen. Trent 0-for-1 today. And the first pitch too. Trent is a pop-up in the infield. This will be a tough play. Hinnenkamp coming hard, still coming, and makes the catch. Jacob had to use all of his speed there to run that one down. That ball was high enough that Jacob had time to come in and run in on it. So quickly, two outs. Looks like the Royals going after Tuell's first pitch here. And we'll see what Cole Schmitz decides what to do. And there's a strike called, 0-1 to Cole. The ball, it's one strike. Pitch is low and away, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. There's strike two called and one and two to call. One ball, two strikes. Jimmy Toole delivers low and two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, no one on for Richmond. They've had just two hits so far, a single infield single by Alex Buddy and a bloop single by Dan Hansen. And Schmitz will lop this one to right field. Actually, on the infield dirt, Ty Reller from first goes over to where just about the second baseman stands. He makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Royals here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 3.5. It's Richmond nothing, Munich nothing. Our game of the week on KASM is back in 1 minute.
It's finally July. I love summer. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We are offering complete synthetic oil change with a car wash for only $70. Or a complete regular oil change, tire rotation, brake inspect, and car wash for only $35. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
20 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock, 86 degrees outside here at the Chasm Studios. More Game of the Week action. Here's Mr. Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Travis. Bottom of the fourth inning, Eli Emerson taking some of his warm-up tosses. Mason Primus whips it down to second. And Nick Stengler will lead it off. Nick is 1-for-1 today. He had a base hit in his first at bat. And the first pitch to Nick is high for a ball, 1-0. Some ball, no strikes. Emerson delivers, and Stengler pops this one up in the infield. Locke is going back on the grass, and a basket catch right in front of Alex Buddy as he came in from center field. Boy, that sun is playing the tricks on those guys yet. Adam Bacchus with some great athleticism there to make a catch almost sideways. He had his back turned towards third base and made the catch. So one down, Ty Reller to the plate. Ty puts down a bunt, a good one, and he's going to beat this one out. Reller, beautiful little bunt down that third base line to get something started. Emerson made a good throw yet, and Dan Hansen had to go high in the air to pull that down. So the Silver Streak's third hit of the day, and here's Joe Stengler. No score if you're just joining us. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Catching game of the week. Joe Stengler bounced to third in his only at bat. Emerson delivers, and Stengler takes the ball low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Eli Emerson working from the stretch. Reller is lead at first. And Stengler a swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. And that one's going to get past the catcher for the Royals, Mason Primus. Rolls all the way to the backstop, and on to second goes Ty Reller. So pass ball. Allowing Reller to go to second, and now a base hit could possibly get the Silver Streaks a lead. Pitches outside a ball and 3-1. Three won the count to Joe Stengler. Eli Emerson kicks, delivers, and there's a strike called, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Emerson delivers, and a curveball, foul tipped into the mitt of Primus, and shows out on strikes. Boy, Emerson took something off that breaking ball, and Stengler out in front of it, and foul tipped it into the mitt. So two outs, and here's Tanner Reeland. He struck out in his first at bat, and the first pitch is a strike to Tanner, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Eli Emerson looks back to second and comes home. There's a strike on the inside corner. And 0-2 to Tanner. The ball, it's two strikes. Emerson kicks, delivers. The pitch is high for a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Her ball that Reeland swings at and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on, four in the books. Dan Hansen leads it off for the Royals here in the fifth inning. No score if you're just joining us. And Hansen a ground ball to Chad Funk at second. Chad over to first, 4-3 on the put out of Hansen. Bring Adam Backus to the plate. Adam lined into a double play in his only at bat today. First pitch to Backus is a ball, 1-0. There's Tools offering. There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. On deck for Richmond, it's Brady Clare. Backus taps it, following the count. Now one ball, two strikes. Richmond with no runs on two hits. They've not committed an error. And Dominic, no runs on three hits. They've not committed an error so far today. Tools pitch. Backus takes low for a ball. And two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Backus will tap it, foul again. Count stays 2-2. Stay tuned tonight for the Dick Butch Show here on KASM, 7 o'clock. We'll recap the latest scores and highlights from all your favorite amateur baseball teams that played this week and weekend. Anna Bach is back into the box now. Two balls, two strikes. Tool works out of the windup. And the right-hander delivers high for a ball. The count pull at 3-2. Jim Tool delivers, and Backus rips it to third. Reeland fields the one-hopper. Over to first, and Ty Reller with that long stretch able to make the play. 5-3 on the putout. And a nice when you're an infielder. You can throw to Ty over at first. Those long arms of his. He can reach up in the air probably close to 9 feet. And at the plate, Brady Clare. And Brady slaps this to left field. That's in for a base hit. He'll round first on his way to second. Here comes the throw. It's in plenty of time. And Clare is out at second. Now they're going to call for interference. Interference over at first base. As there was only one umpire here, Clare is ruled out, so he gets a base hit, and 7-4 on the putout. That'll end the Royals' fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played four and a half. No score. Richmond and Dominick. We're back in 1 minute.